This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. The latest session of the state legislature is in its final days. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
Colorado lawmakers usually wrap up their work in May. This time, they're sprinting to the finish in June because the pandemic has delayed their work. Despite all the changes, though, it looks like Democrats who control the state government will secure approval for a sweeping set of new laws. Proposals on transportation, gun control, a new health insurance option, and more have reached their final stages. State lawmakers have also shaped the spending of billions of dollars in federal stimulus money. The session must end by Saturday, but it's expected to wrap up sooner. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
The wind turbine plant in Pueblo will soon have a new owner. KRCC's Andrea Chalfin has more.
The Danish wind turbine company Vestas is selling its Pueblo plant to South Korea-based CS Wind. The Pueblo Chieftain reports the move is in line with the company's goals to focus less on manufacturing turbines and more on energy. The change could lead to expansion at the Pueblo facility. CS Wind will likely take over the plant in August as the company's first entry in the U.S. market. No other Vestas facilities in Colorado are impacted by the change. Andrea Chalfin, KRCC News.
Ski season is over, but avalanche danger is not yet past in Colorado's high country. Four hikers were caught in an avalanche yesterday on Torrey's Peak near Idaho Springs. The Clear Creek County Sheriff's Office received a report of people being swept into a rock field just after 9 a.m. This is CPR News.